researchers make big breakthrough. A groundbreaking fusion energy project has broken new ground in the race towards commercial clean power. Researchers at the UK Atomic Energy Authority's UKAEA Culham campus near Abingdon reached record plasma pressures during their latest experiments on the MAST upgrade fusion device. The experiments, completed in 2025 and 2026, produced more than 1,100 fusion plasmas and demonstrated the high-pressure plasma ever achieved on the MAST upgrade machine, a critical step towards developing commercial fusion energy. James Harrison, head of MAST upgrade science at UKAEA, said, "The results genuinely shape the design of future fusion power plants. Accessing four stable high-performance plasma regimes, including QH mode, QCE, and I mode, and our world-first plasma precision control technique, demonstrates that MAST upgrade is producing science at the leading edge of what is possible. The level of international interest in our data reflects the UK international role in global fusion research, and these findings take us another step to closer to practical fusion energy. The experiments heat hydrogen into a super-hot, glowing gas called plasma, then use powerful magnets to hold it in place without it touching the machine's walls. Scientists are testing how to keep this mini-sun stable and safely manage its intense heat, key steps towards future fusion power stations. Fusion energy involves heating and confining hydrogen isotopes at extreme temperatures and pressures to create this plasma. A plasma is a super-hot, electrically charged gas, like ordinary gas heated so fiercely that its atoms break apart. If successfully harnessed, it could offer a long-term, low-carbon source of energy. One of the main challenges for future reactors is controlling edge-localized modes, sudden plasma bursts that can damage a machine's components and reduce performance. The MAST upgrade team built on earlier ELM suppression efforts by using advanced magnetic field techniques and exploring new plasma confinement modes. These included quiescent H mode and I mode, both of which allow stable, high-performance operations without the disruptive ELMS. Researchers also developed a new plasma control method using visible light emissions from deuterium to detect minute positional imbalances in real time. This approach moves fusion devices closer to the automated real-time control systems that will be needed in commercial reactors. MAST upgrade also explores ways to reduce the extreme heat loads on reactor components, including injecting nitrogen at the plasma edge to convert excess energy into light and studying advanced diverter technology. The team investigated negative triangularity plasma shapes, which could allow for ELM-free high-power operation, a concept drawing interest from researchers worldwide.